And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 9th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of Belva Plaine, born Belva Offenberg, New York City, 1915, graduated from Barnard, degree in history. She wrote multi-generational family sagas of Jewish immigrants. And though the critics were not always kind to Belva Plaine's books, one of them called the books easy, consoling works of generous spirit, fat with plot and sentiment, thin in nearly every other way, and almost invisible in character development. Nonetheless, readers loved them, and they were all bestsellers. Her first book, Evergreen, published in 1978, was made into a miniseries in 1985. It was a big bestseller. She wrote longhand in spiral notebooks, and she produced a novel about every year or so. It's the birthday of John Lennon, born Liverpool, England, 1940, during a German air raid. His mother, Julia Stanley, was a free spirit, married a sailor named Freddie Lennon on a whim. Freddie managed to be gone most of the time, and Julia gave the little boy to her sister Mimi to raise. He didn't show much musical inclination as a child, but he did love drawing and reading. He loved Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and The Wind in the Willows and the Just William stories by Richard Crompton. He was bright, often in trouble in school, and when Elvis Presley came on the scene in 1956, it became the focus of the boy's life. When he was 17, John Lennon formed his own band, the Quarrymen, and soon after that, Paul McCartney and then George Harrison joined. And by 1960, they were calling themselves the Beatles. It's the birthday of Jill Kerr Conway, born in New South Wales, Australia, 1934. Father was a sheep rancher. She grew up in isolation on a sheep ranch, far, far from town. She became a sheep hand on the ranch, checking fences and prodding sheep from one paddock to another. Went off to college, studied history, and then spent 10 years as the president of Smith College, first woman to hold that position. She's the author of The Road from Kurrain and A Woman's Education. Jill Kerr Conway, who said, "You never know what you'll want to write until it starts writing itself in your head." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, The Comeback. He was 87, and one day he made a wrong step on an icy sidewalk, and he fell, breaking his hip. It was just past dawn, and he'd gone out to put some wood in the furnace that heated the house. Down on his hands and knees, he crawled across the yard, but couldn't climb the steps or yell loud enough to wake the sleepers sleeping in their warm rooms. So he pounded against the side of the house, and they found him there. After that, it was just a matter of repair, repair. The ice melted, the days grew warm and green. He learned to walk again, to lift each foot as in a dance, each step a gift. The Comeback by Joyce Sutphen, from Afterwards, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.